The Bishop of Hull, Bishop Eleanor, is coming to our benefice to All Hallows after Easter on the 9th of April for a Beverley Deanery confirmation service. All are warmly invited. The good news is that two young lads from our benefice are being confirmed that evening alongside others. It's not too late to ask if you've never been confirmed and would like to explore this. Just let me know. As you'd expect, we've been holding some confirmation classes where we get to discuss some of the foundations of our faith, such as the Bible, prayer, the Lord's Supper, and perhaps most significantly, Jesus, his life, his death, and resurrection. Ruth and I have really been enjoying these conversations. We hope that they have too. And as we've talked about Jesus, we asked our two candidates what they already knew about him. We were impressed with their answers. They knew many of the titles that Jesus was given. Messiah, Son of God, Saviour, Lord and King, amongst others. We've also talked through many of the things that Jesus said of himself. His famous I am sayings that include, I am the light of the world, I am the good shepherd, I am the true vine, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, it can take a lifetime to unfold all that is contained in the names of Jesus and in these I am sayings. So it's needless to say that we've only just scratched the surface. In our first reading today from Hebrews, we hear another important name given to Jesus. He is our High Priest. And not just any High Priest, a High Priest according to the order of Melchizedek. I want to spend a moment unpacking what that means and what impact that has on our lives. I'll come back to the order of Melchizedek at the end, but first, what does it mean that Jesus is our High Priest? Firstly, it tells us that Jesus is the mediator between God and humanity, between God and ourselves. The role of a High Priest in ancient Jewish tradition was to serve as an intermediary between God and humanity. By identifying Jesus as our High Priest, this highlights Jesus' unique ability to bridge the gap between sinful humanity and a holy God. Secondly, this name speaks of Jesus' perfect sacrifice. High priests in the Old Testament offered sacrifices for the forgiveness of sins. However, as we approach Easter, we remember that Jesus, as the perfect High Priest, offered himself as the ultimate sacrifice for the sins of humanity. His death on the cross atones for our sins once and for all, reconciling ourselves with God. Thirdly, Jesus' role as priest gives us direct access to God's presence. Unlike the Old Testament system, where only the high priest could enter the most holy place once a year on behalf of the people, we now have the privilege of coming boldly before the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need, as it tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. It is through Jesus' actions that the temple curtain that separated us from the Holy of Holies has been torn down. But on top of this, we're told that Jesus is our High Priest forever. Unlike the earthly high priests who served for a limited time, he continually and for all time intercedes for us before the Father, advocating on our behalf. We don't have to worry about God's love for us, shown through the Son, running out or being used up or having an expiration date. With Jesus as our High Priest forever, we know that God's love never fails and never gives up on us. As we sometimes sing, we have a great High Priest whose name is love. Let me briefly return to the order of Melchizedek, because this also tells us something superlative about Jesus' role. Melchizedek is described in Genesis as both a king and a priest of God Most High. He blesses Abraham and receives tithes from him. Notably, Melchizedek's priesthood is not connected to the Levitical priesthood, which was established later through the descendants of Abraham's great-grandson Levi. According to Jewish tradition, the Levitical priesthood was considered to be the pinnacle of priesthood. However, Melchizedek, being a priest before the establishment of the Levitical priesthood, is being presented as a higher and more ancient order. Just as we describe Jesus as King of Kings, to describe him as priest of the order of Melchizedek is to describe him as both the priest before all priests and the priest above all priests. But what are the practical implications of this for us today as Christians? Firstly, because of that direct access established for us, we can approach God boldly in prayer because we know Jesus intercedes for us. We've been given an all-access areas pass which we can use. As we said to our confirmation candidates, this access through prayer is amazing when you stop to think about it for a moment. Secondly, we should have confidence in our own forgiveness. Jesus is the perfect sacrifice. This had an effect. Sometimes we hold on to the things that we've done wrong tighter than anyone else. A head knowledge that we're forgiven doesn't always sink into our hearts. But Jesus as our high priest gives us that confidence for it to be truly said, your sins are forgiven. Thirdly, we know from 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 5 to 9 that we are called to be a priesthood of all believers. We are called to emulate our high priest. Just before today's reading, it says that Jesus deals gently with us in our weakness because he experienced human life, including suffering and temptation. And so likewise, we should deal gently with others. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others who have trespassed against us. Jesus' self-sacrifice as high priest is also something we're called to emulate. As high priest, he is the highest example. Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8 calls us to emulate his humility, compassion, and willingness to lay down his life for others. Finally, as we approach Easter, we are reminded again of just what is meant by Jesus as our high priest. We see it through the actions and the effect of the cross, all that was done for us. For the priest's actions are not for himself, but are for and on behalf of his people. As we recognize him as our high priest once more, let it bring us back to worship him with reverence, adoration, devotion, and obedience.